Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Henry the Holiday Pony, Jenny Dale's Pony Tales, Book 3, written by Jenny Dale and read by Katrina Bayliss.
The dedication reads, special thanks to Linda Chapman. Chapter 1.
Can I go down to the beach?
Abby Temple asked eagerly. What? Now? Said Mr. Temple as he carried the two suitcases into the hotel room.
It's almost 6 o'clock, Mrs. Temple said, putting her bag on the bed. Why don't you wait till tomorrow, love?
Abby looked out of the hotel window. Across the road, she could see people walking back from the beach, brightly coloured towels slung over their shoulders, lilos and beach bags in their hands. Further round, she could see the flashing lights of the swing boats and the moving horses on the merry-go-round. She felt in her pocket for the packet of mints she had bought from home.
Oh, please let me go. I want to see Henry.
Mrs. Temple smiled.
All right, she said. But don't be long. Remember, supper's at 7 o'clock. As if I could forget, Abby thought, as she ran down the wide staircase, past the familiar TV room and red-carpeted lounge, and out through the big glass doors of Fairview Hotel. She and her mum and dad always came to Fairview for their summer holidays. Abby loved it. Outside, there was the beach with its fairground rides, sweet stalls and candy floss. Best of all, there was Henry. Abby crossed the road outside the hotel and skirted quickly round the stalls. She dodged and swerved around the families, the toddlers and the groups of teenagers.
Anybody else for a ride?
Called the man by the swing boats.
Ice creams, candy floss, pink rock! Called out the lady at the sweet stall.
Abby ran on. She dashed past the postcard stand and the trampolines, and then she stopped.
There!
Just in front of her, where the stalls and attractions ended, was a line of 7 donkeys. At the end of the line was a sandy-coloured pony with a shaggy white mane and tail.
Henry! Abby called.
The Palomino pony looked round.
No! Abby! He whinnied in delight. You're back!
He stamped in excitement. Abby raced over. Henry looked as cute as ever. His long forelock fell across his eye like a heavy fringe. His tail almost swept the ground. His fancy red and white brow band with its ornamental ribbons shone brightly in the sunshine.